Today's funeral for Aisling Murphy and the investigation into her murder continues to dominate today's front pages under the headline Day of Silence and Mourning. The Irish Daily Mail reports that hundreds of thousands of people across the country are expected to join a minute's silence at 11 a.m. today as her funeral service begins at St Bridget's Church in Mount Bowlis, County Offaly. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner details how the pupils from Durrow National School, where she taught, and members of the local GAA team where she played will form a poignant guard of honour at today's funeral to say a final farewell to Aisling. Under the lead headline, Aisling was the light of our lives, the Irish Sun quotes from the emotional tribute which Amy Murphy paid to her sister in advance of today's funeral. The lead stories in the Irish Independent, Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror all focus on the ongoing investigation into Aisling's murder. The Independent reports on the Gartha appeal for information about a man in a black tracksuit who might have been seen in the area last Wednesday, while the Star runs with a picture of a container being crane-lifted out of a bottle bank in Tullamore as the search for a weapon used in the fatal attack on Aisling continued yesterday. The Independent also reports that Gardaí are still waiting to question a man who remains in a Dublin hospital, while the Mirror reports that Gardaí are liaising with Europol in connection with the murder investigation. As the only paper in the Republic which isn't leading today with a story related to Aisling Murphy's funeral or murder investigation, the Irish Times reports that hopes are rising that a staged lifting of restrictions will be announced by government if the advice from NPHET, which meets on Thursday, is favourable. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that freight traffic from Great Britain to Northern Ireland has increased by about 20% as hauliers avoid tougher checks in Dublin under the terms of the Northern Ireland Protocol. An area plan published by the Education Authority in Northern Ireland, which identifies one third of all schools as having too few pupils to be sustainable, generates the lead story in today's Irish News. Elsewhere this morning, the picture on the front of today's Examiner is of Cork woman Nora Hegarty, whose brother John Paul Hegarty received a 7-year jail sentence yesterday for sexually abusing her as a child. The paper also publishes her victim impact statement in full under the headline, "I felt alone all my life. I've had to get justice for myself, by myself." A number of papers report on the inquest into the death of 55-year-old Sandra O'Brien from Swords in Dublin, whose death was linked to poisoning from cold turkey she ate at a first Holy Communion party in May 2017, which was contaminated with the rare form of salmonella. The Independent has a piece today about how the people of Castlebar claim that theirs is the luckiest town in Ireland after the latest lotto win brings the amount won in the Mayo town in the past decade to €80 million. And finally, amongst the many comment pieces in today's papers about the impact Aisling Murphy's murder has had on the country, two male columnists add their voice to the conversation. Writing in The Examiner, Fergus Finlay hits out at what he describes as the not all men nonsense we've had to endure on social media in the past week and urges men to acknowledge that their behaviour needs to change. In his piece in The Times, meanwhile, Fintan O'Toole advises men to go for a walk in their local park, get on a bus and take a taxi while imagining what it might feel like to be a woman.